Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA, and you are listening to a new episode. So on this episode, I'd like to feature a conversation I recently recorded with Kellogg Lelleveld. Kellogg is a member of our Career Development Center, and she is also part of the career team that works closely with our Executive Format students. As part of the overall purpose and meaning of life for our Exec MBA podcast, we're trying to get you introduced to the many people who support our Executive Format students here. And Kellogg is one of the newer additions to the Exec team, although she's been at Darden for quite a while, as you'll hear from this interview. But as you know, quite a few career resources for Executive Format students, and I think you'll enjoy hearing Kellogg's perspective on how she thinks about supporting students, and particularly supporting Executive Format students in their career needs. So, this is my conversation with Kellogg Lelleveld. Kellogg, thank you so much for being on the Exec MBA podcast.
Happy to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
So Kellogg is a director for career education and advising in our Career Development Center, and you recently have started working more with our Executive Format students and wanted to have you on the podcast to share a little bit more about your background and introduce you to our loyal podcast listeners.
Sounds great.
So tell for our listeners at home, tell us a little bit more about the work you do here at Darden.
Sure. So as you had mentioned, I'm the Director of Career Education and Advising within the Career Development Center. And that's a student-facing role working with our executive MBAs. It also actually is in my role. I work with our newest degree program, which is our MSBA program, which is another degree program for working professionals. So in that role, I oversee a team of career advisors, and our primary mission is to support the career needs of our students, wherever they are in job search, whatever their goals are when they make the decision to go to business school. So getting really tactical, what does that mean that I do with my team? We make sure that day in and day out, we're thinking about the needs of our students, and every student is unique and different. And we work with them on a one-on-one basis, so spend a lot of time doing actual coaching and advising of students with my colleagues. We offer career education classes and curriculum, so we're actually in the classroom, both distance learning and in person, working with our students to try to help ensure that they have the fundamental skills to be successful in job search and navigating their career. And we also do a lot of content development to support the efforts that we do in our one-on-one advising appointments, as well as in our classes with our working professionals to support them again, in making sure that they have the resources, the material, the things that they need to help be successful and navigate their search. So at the end of the day, my team measures their success. What we hope every executive MBA leaving the Darden School says, you know, the Career Development Center and the team there made a meaningful contribution to my experience. And that is of utmost importance to us, whether an individual is just looking to advance within their current role, looking to start their own business, or potentially saying, you know, I'm looking to use this degree to pivot from what I'm doing now to do something different.
So we talk about exec students in these big buckets, right? Climbers,
yeah.
Switchers, entrepreneurs, explorers. Students can be in more than one of these categories. But what's nice to hear is how much you work with students individually, right? It's understanding their story. And this actually, you know, we've talked with Jim and Sarita here on the podcast.
Yeah.
We've had Connie Dunlop on the podcast. Obviously, she leads our professional advancement course.
Mm-hmm.
And the work of understanding each student, their background, why they've decided to get an MBA, and what they hope to get out of it from a career standpoint with your team starts before students even matriculate, right?
Yeah.
With career kickoff meetings. And so as you think about your background and sort of what led you to this work, what did you do before you came to Darden?
Oh, yes. So what did I do before Darden? And I have to say, the number of years I've been at Darden, it's just flown by. I love the work I'm doing. But 15 years ago, before I was ever at Darden, I actually worked as a strategy consultant for a major employer that actually, I'm sad to say, is no longer around, Toys R Us. I think there was one last Hail Mary by a private equity firm to keep that company afloat. But I worked in strategic – I was part of an LDP program in strategy with Toys R Us right before I came to Darden. Before that, I actually I went to business school myself at the University of Chicago and spent about nine to 10 years as a management consultant. And it was actually work that I really, really loved. The job of management consultant really appealed to my personality. I'm very curious. I like to learn. I like a lot of diversity in the work that I do. And I loved the work in working with clients. And so that was a job that I really, really liked, but reached a point in time in my life where I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that anymore. I had a set of triplets at home, and so I had to make some, I had to make a career shift and pivot myself. And so, you know, it's interesting now, I've been at Darden for 14 years in a variety of different roles, most of them, the majority of my time student facing. And so much of what appealed to me as a consultant, the challenge, the diversity in what I do, the ability to work closely with people, is a lot of what I see in my role at Darden, because each student is my own little client per se, and they're all different with all different needs. And that's what's so appealing, is saying, you know, how can I help solve their problems? How can I help deliver value in what they need to get done? So it's been interesting as I look back over the last 14 years, which I have to say I've absolutely loved my job. It's immensely rewarding. So much of what I liked about management consulting is really what appeals to me about the job of working as a career advisor and being part of the team in the CDC.
Hey, you're right, because so much of this is like understanding each student's story.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, a lot of this is thinking about categories of, you know, employment or aspiration, but it's also filtered through each person's, you know, background, skill set, you know, what they ultimately hope to get out of the MBA program, which is different, you know,
yeah,
for each person. So, you know, you've worked with full-time residential students, right?
Yes,
and you've worked with
you
were working increasingly with executive format students and the MSBA students. How do you think about these populations? How are their career needs similar? How are they maybe different?
Yeah, great question. And I have to say, I've really valued the opportunity to work with all the populations that Darden serves, both the residential MBAs and the working professionals. So I think, and I have to say, across the board, I feel truly fortunate to work with such a talented group of people. You know, one of the things that was really interesting to me, and it goes back to what I was just saying, I realized not too long ago how many times I come home from work and my kids now will say to me, "Mom's going to tell me about another student." Not that I ever disclose personal information, right, but I have so many moments where I'm like, "Kids, I got to meet the most interesting person today at work." And I have to say that across the board with the residential and the executive format students, I have just found our students to be such a talented, motivated, great set of students. I actually used to recruit at Darden when I worked for my consulting firm in Chicago. And so I was the Darden team lead at my firm. So I came down and hired for my consulting firm. So actually did the interviewing, the case interviewing as well. And what I always loved about coming to Darden was the students embodied the work hard, play hard. They were incredibly bright and talented, but didn't take themselves too seriously. And at the end of the day, they were the individuals you really wanted to work with. So that's a very long-winded answer to say, across the board, one of the things that I truly value and like about working with our students is the students that select Darden, whether residential or coming to our executive format, I just think they're a fantastic, fantastic candidate and students to work with. One of the differences that we see with the executive MBAs, a couple things that are notable and that I think about in working with that population. Certainly, that student is doing all the rigors of the MBA program with a full-time job, the commitments of family or other things going on in their life. So an incredibly, incredibly busy and committed person. And when you are working with them, I constantly, and our team thinks about it all the time, they are competing. Their time is so incredibly valuable. And I'm amazed with all the things that they are able to get done. And when they show up in residency, they are just going at it 110% on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I think about that after they've come off of a busy work week. So that's something that my team, you know, one of the challenges that we constantly keep front and center in our mind. How do we integrate more? How are we able to add more in without adding more on top of, continuing to find ways to create value for them when they're so busy, and insert ourselves into all the formula that's part of the MBA experience. The executive MBAs also, many of them having more years of work experience, just further along in their careers. We're just at a different point in that trajectory for them career-wise, which is exciting to be part of that journey. So whereas the residential MBAs, 3 to 5 years in, you know, you're getting into 5 to upwards of 10 for many of our executive MBAs. So you're helping them think about different things in their careers, which is really exciting, really exciting to do.
Yeah, the time management piece is huge for our executive format students. We stress, you know, someone presents in the admissions process of saying, you know, I'm coming back to school to ultimately facilitate a career change, career transition, which is an increasing number of our student population. We remind them that that will be like having another class in those quarters in which they're really, really focused on that career transition. From a time management standpoint, it could be 5, 10 plus hours in a given week.
Absolutely.
Particularly if you think about the method by which many of our students will identify their next opportunity, which would be sort of informational networking to more conversations to eventually applying for jobs, right? It's going to be heavily networked, which is time intensive.
Yeah.
But we've also seen some students have success through on-ground recruiting.
Yes.
It depends on where you are in your career stage.
Yeah.
But also off-ground recruiting. And there's a virtual job fair that's coming up, I think, in a couple weeks, which is exciting.
We're right upon that. Yes, this is new for us.
Right. So just trying to – I think the thing that's great about the CDC team is just how responsive you are to the student feedback and the students' requests. I mean, just the explosion of career workshops and programming and the fact that you're around during the residencies, both here in Charlottesville and in Roslyn.
Yes, we try to be present.
It's a big deal. So, you know, what advice – so we've got people listening to the podcast who are, you know, thinking about Darden, thinking about, you know, I want to go back and get an MBA because I ultimately want to expand the opportunities available to them. What career advice or what advice generally would you have for that person as they think about Darden?
Yeah, no, great question. And we know that oftentimes, you know, leading up to the application, you're thinking about how is this MBA going to help me take the next step. So a couple things that I would be thinking about. Number one, I'd say be curious and start to have conversations to give yourself more information. So that really goes back to what you said, informational networking. But within your own network, friends and family, other professionals, if you've got some ideas of things you'd like to do, just start talking with people about what that might be like. So, for example, if you think, you know, maybe I'd like to break away and start my own business. Well, can I connect with some people that have done that before, you know, or some individuals at early stage companies to get an idea of what that might involve when they made the decision to do that? So whatever your career objective is, whether it is making a move within your organization, starting a company or looking outside, can you start having some conversations to help you get an idea of what it might take to do that and to further get that feedback for yourself, that information that will help you make some decisions of, you know, is this the right path? What do I need to do to make it happen? Is there a timing element that's important?
Sure.
And that's really helpful. And that's some place where students coming into the program, we can help facilitate those discussions. So we at Darden and within the University of Virginia have an amazing network. I think Darden's alumni network is like nothing out there. I would put it up against any other MBA program with the highest metric for level of engagement. And I have countless data points on just how giving the network is. But we can help you make connections to help you further fill in where you'd like to gather some information. But before you even get there, I wanted to make a plug for our alumni network. You can start to be curious. As part of that, I think it's helpful to write down your goals and think about the steps that it can take to get there and think about how you're going to use that MBA. Now, certainly that comes in to the application process. But it's helpful when our team picks up with students where wherever your goal is it a 10-year out goal? Is it 5 years? Maybe it's a 1 year, very specific. I am looking to transition and build these skills. Take some time to put some things in writing or to do that thinking for yourself. So be curious, you know, outline what your goals are, wherever they are. The other thing that I encourage students to do, and I'm actually working with some of our executive MBAs that are in a job search right now, is we like to say the job search process has, I like to think of three defined steps. Know yourself, know the market, and market yourself. An important first step is to really know yourself. Mm-hmm. So I think as you are exploring options, outlining your goals, spending some time to do a little bit of self-assessment. You know, how does that happen? Mm-hmm. Well, there are assessment tools, right. Myers-Briggs, Career Leader, Strengths Finder, all kinds of things that you can access even online. Mm-hmm. Performance reviews are a great place to do self-assessment. What am I really good at? I like to call them my superpowers. What are some areas that are weak for me, or maybe things that don't energize me? But spending a little time to do some self-assessment, because I think that is an important part of factoring into where you want to go. Our goal is ultimately what we like to see is when students find fit, mm-hmm. being in roles where they can be their best selves. So I think taking some time to do some self-assessment is a great use of time as well.
Well, Career Leader is a product that is offered to the students as they're coming in here.
Absolutely.
And something that we encourage students to complete prior to their career kickoff meetings, which are sort of introductory meetings,
yes.
right, that an incoming student would have with a member of the career team. And you and Jim and Sarita are close to being finished, I think, with our class of 2020.
We're getting close.
137 individual meetings.
Yes. So, they've been great fun.
Yeah, it's great to hear from your team as those meetings happen about how excited you are about the students and the conversations you're having. That's always fun for us as admissions folks. You know, I think your point about fit is a really good one, right? Because so much of the MBA selection process is also
yes.
about fit,
excellent
right?
Point.
So every school has its own personality, its own culture, and so it's sort of just more of that sort of engagement, thinking about what you want and how that aligns with your skills and ultimately what you hope to achieve through this experience. So, you know, one of the things that has been interesting to me, and I've asked Connie this question, I talked with Jim and Sarita a little bit about this, is I feel like we have a growing number of entrepreneurs in the executive formats. And ask everybody, you know, how would you encourage entrepreneurs to think about, you know, this step, you know, what they're about to engage in here at Darden and making that kind of career transition?
Yes. So I agree. We have definitely, and it's interesting as I think about the career kickoff mm-hmm. meetings as our first real data set mm-hmm. as a career team on the interests and needs of our students, because that's what those meetings offer us a way to really get to know our students and start getting an understanding of what they're hoping to do and how we can best help them. So coming out of our initial kickoff meetings with the class of 2020, we have had a good number of students raise their hands and say, we are very interested in entrepreneurship. And a subset of them are very interested in potentially starting a company mm-hmm. sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the things, you know, when it comes to students coming to Darden for entrepreneurship, one of the things that's fantastic is with our Batten Center, we have a lot to offer people stepping into Darden, stepping into a community that is rich with entrepreneurial thinking and opportunities to get connected with entrepreneurs, to explore ideas, to connect with resources, to help you think about and potentially start a business or even join an early stage business. So it is fantastic to be able to offer and partner with the Batten Institute to help students. You know, the primary thing when I am talking to a student that's interested in entrepreneurship is I have to understand what that means to them. For some students, they really are thinking about, I've got an idea and I just need the resources to see if I can bring this to market or make it happen. And there's varying degrees of progress, if I might use that word, on that idea.
Right.
Some are further along than others. So I had a couple conversations with some students coming in from the class of 2020 where they had, and we talked about it in their kickoff meeting, they had ideas of what they wanted to do. Hey, I've got an idea in the fitness space. Here's the problem I want to solve. Here's what I've done to start working on it. So the first thing is, what does entrepreneurship mean for them? And for some, they want to start a business, and how far along are they? And depending on where they are on that continuum, will help me best direct them to resources. Some students are really interested in joining an early stage company. They've been at a large corporation and are looking to be part of something that's fast growing, that's small, where they feel like they can make more of an impact. Mm-hmm. And so there are definitely opportunities through our network to connect students to alumni that are at early stage companies, or even companies, early stage companies that are interested in hiring MBA talent. We actually have a program on the residential side where we qualify some early stage companies to hire our MBAs. And through the exercise of that program, I think we've built a vast network of early stage companies mm-hmm. that we have relationships that know Darden. Right. We know early stage companies sometimes can be challenged to pay the salary of an MBA. So, but I think that's a real strength that we bring. Sometimes we have students that are just interested in entrepreneurial thinking. We know even large companies value an entrepreneurial mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to work for Amazon, I think still on their wall it says it's day one, mm-hmm. meaning they are big and massive, but they don't want to lose that spirit of being the company that is growing and fast right. and can be flexible. So for students that are still trying to figure it out, it's enticing. Mm-hmm. We certainly have curriculum that we can offer them and ways, again, to partner with the Batten School. But some students just come in and say, hey, I'm interested. I don't know what it means yet, mm-hmm. but I know there are things about being an entrepreneur that are appealing. Yeah. So again, it goes back to what does it mean for that student? And sometimes they have to figure some of that out. But based on what they want to do, we're really fortunate that our team can help them get connected to alumni. We partner with Batten to try to ensure that we can offer them not only counseling and advice, some of the programs that Batten offers, the case competition, the concept competition, the opportunity to work in the incubator. There's so much happening there. Even things, Charlottesville is a community. You look at the TomTom Founders Festival. Mm-hmm. There's a lot happening within Charlottesville, even across the university. That's been really cool to see things that, whether partnerships with the med school. And then last, you know, we have a curriculum, a program, you know, courses that you can take mm-hmm. to further your thinking.
Yeah, so much of what you just said reminds me of conversations we either had with students or different staff members. So we had MJ Toms on the podcast not so long ago talking about here are the resources yes. that are available through Batten, and she talked about the eCup and iLab yes. and all of these great things. We've had students, you know, on the podcast who are actively interested in entrepreneurship, but what they've really emphasized is the fact that it's really a way of thinking, right? Yeah. It's a valued, you know, thought process and
absolutely.
Approach. The thing that we always think about when you think about career plans from sort of what do you want to do short term, long term from an admission standpoint is you want someone to have an idea as to where mm-hmm. they're going. But you don't want it to be so specific, right? You know, that it precludes the sort of investigation, yes. the self-investigation yes. that happens in these kind of programs where you're around all these people who are doing things that maybe you never even knew about. You're taking classes and you just become curious, right, yeah. to your earlier point. But you also don't want it to be so general and vague to the point of we can't really figure out what you're trying yeah. to get out of this experience. So so much of what you've shared today, Kellogg, really resonates with how we think about students in the admissions process and yeah. how we would like to encounter their career plans.
Yeah. I appreciate the fact that you said that, because I'll tell you, when we see some students that are challenged in the search, mm-hmm. sometimes it is a lack of focus or a hyper-focus. Mm-hmm. And there's this place in the middle that says, I've got enough direction to move me forward, but I'm not so constrained that I will miss some opportunities that could help achieve my goal. And it can be tough at times to find that balance. But I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because that is incredibly important. Because, you know, the 2 years that you spend at business school, talking to companies, being in class, it's all about self-awareness and growth. And you are presented with new information all the time that may update that objective you have for yourself, or confirm that you're on the path that you should be on.
And that's really, I mean, when you think about career skills for life, right?
Yeah.
And you sort of how you're trying to, and of course, Darden has alumni career services for life, sure.
Yes.
That's a tremendous resource for alumni and for folks once they go on beyond the program. But
yeah.
you know, you think about that self-reflection, that self-awareness. Hopefully these are things that are being encouraged, not just in the career search process, but also in class. But there's so much about that, checking in with who you are, what you're doing, you know, where you can grow, where you can develop, that hopefully they're acquiring here and will continue to carry with them forward.
Yes.
Well, Kellogg, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a real treat.
And that was my conversation with Kellogg Lalavelt, member of the career team that works closely with our executive format students. Of course, if you have comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the Exec MBA podcast, we're all ears. We welcome your feedback. We can be reached at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.